Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Steve.
And it's me, Halls. Man, this is definitely not the third time we've had to start this podcast because of technical difficulties on my end. No, sir. Not me. Not us.
You know, sometimes when I listen to Blue Harvest and I hear you guys go through those technical difficulties, I sit there and go like, it'd be so cool to be a part of that one day. So I want to be part of some technical difficulties one day. And now I am.
Yeah, now you are. And you're like, thanks for wasting my time, bro.
Look
We've
at me.
Nailed it. Look at us. Who would have thought? Oh, man. Maybe I should have waited until we were recorded to start drinking the Twisted Teas, Steve.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Oh,
yep.
Sweet.
I'll go ahead and mention again that I hooked up at Total Wine this weekend and bought a bunch of Crown Royal. And fuck yeah, man. Some Jameson.
Oh, my God.
Bailey's.
Oh, my God.
I made some Irish coffees the other day. Had some Crown Royal, some Crown Apple, which, by the way, effing delicious.
So what? So are you just drinking that straight?
Yeah, I'm drinking that straight. Yeah,
just some ice or just fucking warm.
We've been pouring it in a shot glass and sharing like half and half.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick, buddy. Oh man. So you had Irish coffee. Do you know what Irish coffee would do to me, Steve?
I think I may have seen.
Yeah.
Only there would not be an almost.
Nah, man. The combo of like a dairy heavy alcohol and coffee would run through me like supersonic. After he got all the chaos emeralds and he could turn gold.
You have like a bunch of rings coming out of your
Do, 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 do. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I think like I'm going to have one coffee a week.
Okay.
A little
treat.
You know, because like I'm kind of
the same
way.
Fuck you going to do? Not have a little treat?
My stomach can't really handle coffee every day. Like these normies out here with their fucking normal stomachs that they just flaunt my fucking face all the time.
Right?
Drink coffee in the morning and then have alcohol in the night and it doesn't do anything to
and
me.
And eat really spicy food.
As spicy as I want.
Yep,
fucking people.
I was hanging out and Hannah and I were going out one morning, like Monday morning. She's like, I want to stop and get coffee. And I was like, you know what? I'll have a coffee too. And I did. And it went fine. The next day she was like, I want coffee. I was like, cool. We'll definitely get you coffee. I'm not having coffee.
Because that's said, I want to go to the bathroom.
I want a fucking oat milk fucking Pepto latte, all right? Because I already danced with the devil once and didn't, you know, come up on the wrong end of the coffee adventure, so I ain't pressing my luck twice. I'm going to hit a whammy
in my pants. Was that not, like, one of the best game shows?
It was the best game show, dude, because it had them little animated boys.
I know, those little cartoons that would play.
The whammies.
Man, are you kidding me? That was the whammy stuff? No. That was, as a young kid, that was
Steve, let me ask you something. Okay, pressure luck aside, all right, favorite Price is Right game.
Oh, man, it's been a while since. That is my favorite game show of all time, so let me think.
I'll show you mine.
I think I'm going to go with Plinko.
Oh,
just
classic.
Simply because it was so unpredictable, and you would see like really the gamut of emotions. You'd see somebody who would think that they had that shit locked up like halfway through, and they'd be like, yeah, uh-huh. And then it would turn to shit. Oh, or vice versa. Oh, you know, I loved it.
You know what mine was, and it was a rare one, right? Because it's not like one they'd always pop out on. It was the cliffhanger game with the dude climbing.
Oh, I loved this one too.
Look at Bob Barker.
Look at this smug fucking motherfucking cliffhanger, dude.
About the prices of these three prizes, you'll be safe. What are those three prizes, Rich?
All right, Bob, first.
Oh, a pool lounge.
Garbage.
But this thing looks like it might be like $5.
I know. Oh, yeah, this is in the days before Temu, bro. I can get about 80 of those.
That's an ATM? Works with both bills and coins. What the fuck? Are they? Huh? Will keep your dog are they? What was that, Hoss?
What the fuck? A mini ATM?
ATM as a prize? That's
$15, Bob.
$15, is that right?
No. No. Look at this motherfucker.
Look at this dude. Look at him.
This smug motherfucker.
Look at this smug ass.
Climbing
you know,
a ruler.
He's like, I like to listen to Fleet Foxes. $20.
Take a look at the bank.
Their first album was way better than their first album.
$37.
It is not
in a
here
row.
Goes.
Look at this. She is terrible at this game.
Oh. That motherfucker's going off the mountain. Over the mountain.
Price $30. Now he's on 12.
He's gonna get up there and film a Ricola safe. Commercial.
Don't miss.
Oh, she. I don't know. She's got a 13.
More than $13. And you
oh, what are you gonna do, Laura? You
come
can
on,
do
Laura.
This. Come
get
on,
right, Laura. This
get your shit together, Laura.
15, Laura.
25.
$27, Bob.
$27.
Oh,
is that right?
No.
And the audience.
Of course,
won,
it's not.
So let's see. How much did she miss it?
Uh-oh.
The audience sees
he's going.
Lot.
He's going. 20,
21.
Keep going, bro.
Keep going, bro.
24.
Peace.
And he stopped on 25.
Oh, she stopped on 25. She was so terrible. Oh, that's $40.
$40 for that pet brush? Get the fuck out of here. Get on Temu.
I'm that, Bob. Yeah.
It might skin your cat if you get it off of Temu, but you'll get it for a better price.
Bob Barker classic, by the way. Let me just say that skinny microphone is like
you have you
iconic,
ever
bro.
Seen that microphone anywhere else, Steve? No, you
game
haven't.
Shows. Oh, that's it.
That's a Bob Barker. You could go. You have to go to Shore to get the fucking Bob Barker signature mic.
You think that dude can just like look at a dog on the street
and tell if it's
spay,
got its nut or
spay
not.
Or neuter it like with his mind, like Professor X?
Oh, that would be sick. Is Bob Barker still with us?
I don't feel like he is.
Oh, I feel like it was recent. Did he
die
like yesterday?
I don't think it was. I don't yesterday. I don't think it was
August 2023.
Yeah, so August 26th. So it wasn't long ago.
Motherfucker. This man looked like an 80-year-old man in 1975. Look at him,
man. Look at you know that
he
dude
looks like had, the BTK looked, killer.
If that wasn't in black and white, that shit would be orange as hell. Look at that picture,
oh,
man.
Oh, boy, howdy.
He was my man, though. I like, there was something special. Everybody I knew growing up, like, if you got to take a day off from school
and watch
randomly,
Price is Right,
you would watch The Price is Right. Like, everybody did that shit. Not any other game shows. The Price is Right.
Yeah. That's weird, right? Because it was always on in the morning, I feel like.
Came on at like 10 a.m., I think, on the East Coast, maybe 11. Been a minute.
It's still going. Drew Carey, look at him.
Yep, still... Drew Carey.
Man, that I remember that when that show was a thing, and I was like, I don't get it. I don't get it. We got a voicemail from our buddy Sean Hoffman, fucking creator of... My Weird Foot. Oh, I didn't even say it this time. We don't have much of a fucking game plan or topic for this episode. We got some voicemails and some emails and a healthy amount of fucking around to do, clearly.
Yeah, we're gonna touch on some video game stuff for sure. So
yeah, absolutely. So let's hear what our buddy Sean has to say. Oh,
hold on. Before you play this, I just wanted to shout this dude out because I don't think we have yet. Like, he's done this, got a podcast now, Sean Hoffman, with our buddy Andy Bell. And it's called Just Shillin'.
Yeah,
S-H-I-L-L-I-N, and it is delightful.
That's the perfect word for it. It's delightful. I love those two dudes. I'm so glad they started that podcast.
They're so great, man. Like, they're so rad, and, like, you just know, like, this email from Sean is just going to be full of care and joy.
I know, man. You just know this dude.
Curated.
He doesn't do anything half-ass. Mm-mm, Sean Hoffman ain't no two-nickel fuck. You know what I mean, Steve? This man, I sent him some pictures of my bass stuff I've been getting, and man, he was talking gear with me. I ignited that part of his interests. So,
hell yeah.
I'll remind me to circle back around about that. I have a funny story to tell you about my neighbor and the bass guitar. Let's hear what Sean has to say first. Sean, you motherfucker.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Is he doing this shit to us again? There's going to be an actual voicemail, right? He's just doing a long intro like a Tool song.
No, whatever it is, committed. So. Oh, man. What do you think that was? Sydney Sweeney nudes?
Oh, he's got malware now.
We're sticking around, Sean. I see. Look at this guy. I think this is about 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
There might be an end of credits scene like Marvel where he actually has a question.
Or the secret hidden song like they used to do back in the day, like Maynard's dick. No, it's just Sean's dick.
Nope. Awesome. Great email.
Great voicemail. Thanks, buddy. It's not like we just spent 2 minutes polishing your knob before you did that to us. Memeing on your friends, Sean. Sean!
You son of a bitch.
Speaking of Sean, well, not of Sean, but bass. So yesterday I was on my lunch break and I was outside smoking and taking Luna out. And I was on the phone and my neighbor Dwayne started talking to me because he was visiting Luna, right? And he was like, can I ask you something? Do you play the bass guitar? And I was like, I do. And he was like, I thought I heard that. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean for it to be so loud. And he's like, oh, I don't care. I was just outside getting some fresh air. And I said, I think he's playing bass guitar. All right, buddy.
Been sick if he was like, I play drums. You want to jam?
Well, hold up. Then he tells me that for last year sometime in the fall, he bought himself a Fender acoustic electric guitar.
Ooh.
And he has been trying to teach himself how to play again because he played when he was older. And he's like, but then, wouldn't you know it, I'm just too old to do it. I can't make my hands do what they need to do. So if you know anybody that wants one, I'll sell it for $300. I was like, all right, Dwayne. Hmm. Appreciate you, buddy.
I'm going to take a look at it. Next time I'm there, if he's still got it.
Yeah, he was like, just let me know if it gets too loud. I won't ever be upset. I'll turn it down. He's like, oh, no. You do what you need to do. All right, Dwayne. You know he was probably just being nice. I probably woke him up, right? Mm-hmm. And he came out and was, what in the hell? That's not cumbersome. You guys want to listen to some cumbersome?
She calls me Goliath. Oh, Lord. Are we really doing this on a podcast that I'm on?
Oh, really, Steve?
She calls me Goliath and I wear the David mask. I guess the stones are coming too fast for now.
That song sucks. If you're out there and you like that song, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. What's the first lyrics of that song?
She calls me Goliath.
Oh, I thought it was she calls me to laugh. Like, I thought the song was about this lady calling him and laughing at him. He's like, hello? And she's just like, ha ha. He said, ooh, you're about to get so post-grunge, you don't even know it.
Yep.
You know I'd like to believe this nervousness will fade. All the stones that are thrown are building up a wall.
Building up a wall.
Their producer was like, you know what, guys? Like, don't laugh, okay? Like, you're going to laugh. You're going to want to laugh. Drags, takes the drag off a cigarette. Uh-huh.
But
you guys are like the perfect marriage of Pearl Jam
and Hootie
and, Hootie and the Blowfish.
How did I know that's where you were going, bro? How did I knew it, bro?
You did. You read my mind. That was crazy. And we did not re-record this part.
Bro, I'm looking. They have an incredibly, they've got a huge discography, 7 Mary 3. What the fuck? They had an album last year.
What?
Bark No Bite, 30,000 plays on Spotify. Yikes.
Yeah, not great. Better than my band, but, you know.
Well, you guys didn't put out.
We didn't have a breakthrough hit in the 90s.
I was about to say, you guys didn't put out the fucking Titan known as Cumbersome.
That's right.
I have become, you know, Hootie and the Blowfish, no joke, way better than 7 Mary 3.
Oh, yeah. We're not here to demean Hootie and the Blowfish. Those guys are awesome.
Steve, did I tell you that Limp Bizkit is coming and playing at the Oak Mountain Amphitheater in August?
You did, and did you get the VIP package?
No. Can you imagine an awkward picture of me and fucking John Otto?
Oh, Lord.
I
you
am
bring
going,
your
though.
Bass to get him to sign it?
Oh, that's Sam Rivers, Steve. Come on.
John Otto is the drummer.
Drummer, yeah.
That's right.
John Otto! Bro, that would be so funny. I'm just carrying a bass around the Limp Bizkit show, signed by John Otto. John Otto.
We can talk about that a little bit. You've kind of experienced a bass renaissance here lately.
Yeah.
We mentioned playing it for Dwayne, but like, talk a little bit about why you're all of a sudden jumping back in.
So, you know, when we did the Lady Gaga stuff, I continued to fuck around with bass a couple times a year. Like, I would get a hair up my ass and just like sort of go through and practice some of the Lady Gaga songs I could remember and just fuck around, you know? And then obviously over the last couple of years, I didn't do a whole lot of that. And then my buddy Jeff Pike and his brother Jason. Jeff and Jason were both roommates of mine back in college when I lived with Will, right? Mm-hmm. And Jeff and Jason Pike are who introduced me to Jeff Ling. That's how I met Jeff Ling, was through them. And they were in like a cover slash original band for the longest time, right? And Jeff just moved back and he and his brother jam on Thursday nights. And he's been like telling me like, hey man, you need to come and jam with us. I don't want to play bass. I want to play guitar. So you should come play bass. And I was like, yeah, I'll definitely do that. And it was always on the night I record with Will. And then one night, like what, last week? The week before? Whenever the fuck. What is time? I had Thursday off because Will and I recorded on a Wednesday because he was going to Disney. So I went and jammed with him and had a pretty good time. And then I was like, well, I should probably get some sort of bass amp because I always just use that shitty little practice amp and that thing shit out on me eventually, right? Mm-hmm. So I ordered an amp and stuff and I've been fucking around. It's been fun.
Cool, man. I mean, like you've gotten some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I was saving to get a fucking Adam Jones Epiphone guitar, and then I just decided to put that money towards bass stuff instead, and fucking Star Wars cards.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, your Star Wars cards, pretty sweet, man.
So
talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, we can definitely circle back. So, another thing. Both of us. Now, I have fallen in typical Halls fashion. It always happens. Even if I get like a fucking real big head start on Steve, I've fallen behind in Final Fantasy Rebirth. Now, I'm still playing.
You're breaking my fucking heart with this shit too, man.
But I'm working on it. I'm constantly making at least a little progress on it. I'm also purposely taking my time. Because I am just loving soaking it in, you know what I mean? And just, like, enjoying the world of Final Fantasy VII. Sean.
This dude, he's got to be hitting the porn up now.
Oh,
come
yeah.
On.
Yeah.
He's downloading the latest.
He's making a new database for all those fucks in Texas that can't go to Pornhub anymore.
Oh, yeah. Those sad fucking bastards who can't masturbate properly.
Just use your imagination.
Look, man, look, I understand you want to take your time with it.
Oh, but... and I'm loving it so much, Steve. Like,
I'm dying. I love fucking around in it. Talk about it.
I've got some time off coming up next week, like extra time off. So I'll definitely make some headway then. I might fuck around a little bit with Dragon's Dogma 2 when it comes out, mm-hmm. but just because I'm pretty hyped for that game after seeing the character creator and stuff.
But I gotta see Rebirth. I mean,
it's the game of the year, Steve.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for this to be overtaken for me. You know, like when we eventually do our episodes on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be like a fucking circle jerk for sure.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect too much in the way of negative thoughts.
I'm loving it so much, and like, you know. I definitely see the benefit of playing a Japanese RPG in Japanese with subtitles. Final Fantasy VII's fucking voice cast, though, the English voice cast, is just top-notch. Everybody's great.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And you know me. I'm a big weeb. I always play these things in Japanese. But something told me, you know what? Let's do English for this one.
Yeah, and the cast is great.
Oh, right. And you know, you can tell that they basically... just reanimate the mouths.
Oh yeah,
the English, so it matches up, which is great. So that way, it doesn't look like they're saying "nani." You know what I mean?
Nani. Well, you know, the other thing that I really like is just like I love a Japanese voice. Like, I would prefer to play all the Yakuza games in Japanese. I play the ones on English. Yeah, I play the ones that I can in English on stream, just so somebody streaming doesn't have to be like, what, I got to sit here and read subtitles the whole time?
On stream to makes this, a ton you know? Of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But other than that, but there's just something about that cast of 7. And I'll say the same thing about 16. The cast of 16 was great too. Mm-hmm. So big ups to them. Red 13, a superstar in this game. He is so good.
I haven't even gotten to Cosmo Canyon yet, where I feel like there might be a little bit of a change in his performance.
Yeah. Well, also, they can run the bit of everybody thinking he's just a normal ass dog or big cat and talking to him like he's their pet. And he's like, gets all pissed. They could run that bit a million times and it'll never get old. They've done it several times already. And I'm only 30 hours in.
They'll continue to do it too.
I love it.
Do you remember in the original Final Fantasy VII, there's a moment where there's like a chocobo they find, and Aerith and Tifa are like, does this remind you of anybody?
Uh-huh.
I got to that moment in this game.
Uh-huh.
So fucking sweet and precious, dude.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, I can't wait for you to get there.
Buddy, like, the story in Rebirth is dark, and it's only going to get darker the further you and I get into it. You're probably closer to the dark shit than I am, right?
I haven't gotten there yet. Like, I still feel like it's kind of kid gloves so far.
Right.
Like, there's definitely, like, undercurrent of... there's some shit coming down the road. There's going to be a price to pay. But so, like, far, it has been good times. Celebrate. You know, it sounds like a fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Do you remember?
Do you remember? Oh, man, the fucking interactions between the characters and stuff. Amazing. Mm-hmm. The game is gorgeous. The side quests are fun. Like the little open world side business you got to do for fucking Chadley.
Oh, Chadley, I like that it. Bitch ass.
Now, I will say this. I also get annoyed by Chadley. He annoyed me in the first game a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I did see a tweet from somebody this week that was saying, watch them make Chadley the hardest optional boss in three, yeah. And he's going to be fucking crazy. And I was like,
he's going to be like the secret weapon
that
you have to fight.
He's going
to
be,
because
they'll have Ruby and Emerald and Ultima weapon. He'll be Sapphire weapon or something.
Uh-huh. Yep. You know? And he'll drop the Knights of the Round when you beat him. That's what's going to happen.
Oh.
You fucking watch.
Okay, everybody. In, let's hope, 3 years, Steve. That's what I'm hoping.
Shit. Look, 3 years. I got to be honest. I liked Remake a lot.
Me too.
This game is on another fucking level for me. Like, I've gone to being like, I'll play Rebirth whenever, you know, I'll be happy when it comes out. But now I'm gonna be like, dude, when is the third one coming out? Is it
the third?
Is it next year? Is it happening? What's up, man?
The third game is supposed to, you know, like, the thing I've seen people talking about is for 2027 for the 30th anniversary of Final Fantasy VII.
If they can manage to stick to that timeline,
that would be so sick.
That'd be great. I somehow doubt it. I would rather them nail this next game than push it out early.
So. Yeah. Well, you got to figure they've got a lot of the open world work done, right? Mm-hmm. For the third game. Like, that was, you know, the kind of question between Remake and this is like, you know, Remake is fairly contained and linear. And not that this one isn't linear, but it's definitely open world, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Final Fantasy, Steve, can I share a little dark secret with you of something I'm way into? Do you know what Ichiban Kuji is?
Well, I know what Ichiban means, but I don't know about Kuji.
Okay.
So I've not heard of this, no.
So Ichiban Kuji is this lottery game you can play in Japan. You can go into, like, convenience stores, toy stores, video game stores, and they have this little lottery system where you can buy a ticket from somewhere between like $5 and $10, from what I understand. And it's basically like a scratch off, but you scratch it off or open it and it has a letter on it, and that tells you what prize you get, right? Mm-hmm. And they're always themed.
Sounds dope,
right? Well, you know how I found out about this, Steve? Was looking at random Evangelion merch on eBay one day. You know that Evangelion statue I have that's Unit 1 stabbing the angel on the ground?
Iconic, yes.
That's the big prize from the Evangelion Ichiban Kuji game that they had.
That's nice.
So my dumbass,
you're going to see that in the theater next week, aren't
in
you?
In like 3 days. I'm going to get off work, I'm going to eat something, and I'm going to go watch a dude come in his own hand.
You're going to get off work, and you're going to watch another dude get off.
Yep. So then my dumbass decides to look up Final Fantasy Ichiban Kuji on eBay, Steve.
Uh-oh.
And look at they have a whole series of Rebirth prizes.
Look, I just need to say that no game has so far made me question my sexuality quite like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
You'd be getting a little hot-blooded from Cloud Scryth.
Cloud and Sephiroth. I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
Sheesh, Daddy Sephi.
Jeez Louise, man.
You know what it is? Is they just get me so whipped up and horny, Steve. Everybody's beautiful in this game.
I know, everybody really is.
You know, I mean, obviously I have my favorite, right, Tifa, but everybody is charming and beautiful in this game.
Speaking of Tifa, you and I have talked about how there's a famous part in this game that we knew was coming.
Uh-huh.
Where you can take one of either Tifa or Aerith on a kind of a date.
Oh no, buddy, you can also take Red 13, Yuffie, Barret. You can take pretty much any of the party members on the date. You know,
well,
who I'm trying.
It's chosen for you.
Well, yeah, it's based on there's a system behind it.
Mm-hmm, there's a system behind it. And this totally makes sense for me because I got Aerith, and I mean, I have been using her in my that's what I meant to ask you. My go-to party was Barret and Aerith and Cloud.
Uh-huh.
Cloud's always there. Since I've gotten Yuffie has taken over Barret's spot.
Oh, is she fun to use? She was fun in the DLC for Remake.
She's strong, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Yuffie really strong.
Rules.
She can do, like, she's got an attack where, okay, so you know people can attack, you tap a square.
Yeah.
But if you hold it down, it gives you another attack.
Yeah.
So her hold down attack basically moves her out of danger. So you can...
Oh, so she's just dodging and throwing range stuff.
Exactly. And you can dodge and then throw her thing. And then once that thing is thrown, you can... She shifts to this ranged magic ninjutsu shit.
Oh my God.
And you can pick... You can literally pick the fire, ice,
oh,
wind.
The element. Yeah, so she's a lot like she was in the Inner Grade DLC then.
So you can pick out the weakness and just fucking pound on it. She's so good, like, against anybody with an elemental weakness.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
She's great. Yeah, she's really awesome.
So I look into Final Fantasy Ichiban Kuji prizes, and they got this sick cloud in the middle of a limit break.
Yeah,
move.
Oh my god, I just limit break the motherfucker right before we got on here.
Hell, hitting a motherfucker with a limit. Now, Steve, look at the Tifa. I gotta find it. Not in the box, so you can actually see what the here it is. This is what it looks like.
That's badass.
She's doing the dolphin punch.
Oh yeah.
Bro, you know what's on a fucking boat on its way from the promised land to fucking where I live? That.
Shit.
Look at the Sephiroth. The Sephiroth is sick, too. Ooh. Don't look too hard, though, Steve. We got more podcasts to record. Steve said, it's getting hot in here.
Is it the Crown Royal or is it just fucking Sephiroth?
And then they have, like, so those, like, they have a huge range of prizes. You're probably more likely to get one of these dudes.
But yeah,
they
like
have,
these little
polygon figures. Those are sick.
Kind of geared more, like, they look like
the graphics
younger.
It's the graphics from the original
PlayStation. Oh, the original, yep.
They're like polygon figures.
Which, by the way, slight spoiler, you're not done with the throwback graphics since you're done with Fort Condor.
Uh-huh.
You know,
did you finish Fort Condor on hard mode, Steve?
No, I didn't finish it on hard. Okay. I didn't do that one on hard.
I'm going to try.
Okay, because I didn't love that minigame.
You know what? Those last two, I had to, like, read some guides on what to do because they were making me super angry.
When I
say super angry, the angriest I can get playing this masterpiece
sure.
of a game.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. Like, there's been some slight annoyances with me with some of the mini games when I'm trying to get the high score. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's always easy to get enough, like, especially if it's for something story related to get what you need. But with me in this game, I'm always like, okay, so I need to get the rank 3 score then. I want to win them all.
Yeah. And
I've been kind of sticking to it. Like, there was one I just did recently where, you know, like, it took me over an hour to get the right score for it. But at the same time, that doesn't feel that bad to me when it's a game I love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and as long as they don't make the mini game too hard to restart, you know what I mean, in the middle of the mini game? Because, like, when I was trying to get the high score on that fucking frog jump game, the minute one of those pillars smacked me on my little frog ass, I immediately pause and hit retry so it doesn't have
to same,
totally
man,
restart.
Retry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if that's your complaint about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is, oh, there's too many fucking minigames, that's fair. If you don't like minigames,
oh, but boy,
this shit ain't
do
for
we.
You. This shit, I love it, personally.
This shit ain't nothing to me, man.
This shit is like the Mario Party of Final Fantasy games.
It's like,
you know what I mean?
It's like Final Fantasy meets Yakuza.
And bro, you haven't even gotten to Costa del Sol
or
Gold Saucer yet. Yeah. Like, both
bro, I'm trying. Trust me, I'm trying to get to Costa del Sol. You know why. Mm-hmm. You know why.
It doesn't disappoint, my man.
I'm sure it doesn't. Not.
I can't wait. I like, it's so good that I can't wait for you to get past the things that I've been through so we can just literally talk about them, not podcast, just talk about them.
Oh,
like
right.
How much I'm enjoying this game.
Hell yeah.
So good.
Hey, let me ask you something, Steve. How do you, that fancy boys playing volleyball anime you like, how do you spell that?
HAIKYU.
Okay, Haiku Ichiban Kuji.
There's definitely going to be
My goodness, Steve.
It's popular.
The gang's all there.
We've got the movie that is about to come out are the guys on the right versus the guys on the left. And the guys on the right are our heroes, the guys in the darker jerseys.
Okay.
The guys on the left, though, are like they respect them. They're respected rivals.
Okay.
It's like, you know, they're friends, but, you know, the friendship gets put aside when competition happens. You know?
Oh,
you
shit. I got it. Who's the cat? Who's
the cat? So our heroes are the crows.
Uh-huh.
Karasuno is the name. Like Japanese anime, a lot of times these high schools, they have like the animal that they're named after, but they kind of turn the name into a school name. So like crow in Japan is Karasu.
Oh, okay.
And the school they're from is Karasuno. And the other people, their mascot is the cats. And so we know a cat in Japan is a neko, right? Their school is nekoma.
Oh, so it's the crows versus the cats.
Crows versus cats. And like there's like a school where there's an owl, and that's Fukuro in Japanese. Okay. Their school's called Fukuro Dani.
Okay.
Like it's almost a trope in Japan for like the school to be almost like named after the animal.
Man, I can't believe I didn't think to bring this up before. It's just hard to remember, but what we've talked about or not, but fucking Akira Toriyama passing away.
Oh man, my God. We should say just at least real quick how much that, you know, I'm not a huge Dragon Ball guy, but you can absolutely understand the effect that dude had
on an industry
that I fucking absolutely love.
Right. You know, without Dragon Ball Z, you're not sitting on your house watching the fucking crows versus the cats. You know what I mean?
There was no Crunchyroll. Yeah. Yep. 100%. 1,000%.
You know, as far as video games are concerned, Chrono Trigger.
Yep,
Dragon Quest. That's all you need to know, my dude. Like, two of the greatest of all greats.
I didn't realize that it was, obviously didn't have access to Dragon Ball when Chrono Trigger came out for the Super Nintendo. But those character designs I absolutely loved. They were some of my favorite character designs in a Square game. Yeah. And that Final Fantasy included. You know what I mean? Like,
when you think about it, like Dragon Quest, so Akira Toriyama leads to Dragon Quest, and Dragon Quest leads to Final Fantasy, right? Mm-hmm. Dragon Quest predated Final Fantasy by a good bit. And listen, I love Final Fantasy. It's my favorite franchise, but that's, you know, sort of how it all shook out. So you might even be able to say there wouldn't be even any Final Fantasy without that dude, you know?
Agreed. It's hard to say. That makes 100% sense to me. Yeah. Like, he's just literally a giant in the industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a guy whose passing should be noted and mourned.
Yeah,
and man. And we're lesser today without him.
I agree, buddy. Absolutely. You want to hear a voicemail? Let's listen to another voicemail. Let's see. This is from Neil.
What's up, Oz and Steve? It's Neil giving you a call from Chicago. I don't mean this voicemail to be depressive.
I don't even know if Neil gives a shit about football, but like Chicago just traded their quarterback to the Pittsburgh Steelers for like chump change. And I'm just like, I just thought that shit was hilarious.
Who's their quarterback?
This is a dude named Justin Fields.
Okay.
Shout out Kroll Esty. He's from Ohio State. Sorry, man. 6th round draft pick. That's tough. But, just Bears fans have been talking shit about how good this dude was for the last 4 years, and they traded him for a nickel in the couch kind of deal. You know? Kind of tough.
Somebody's root is at half mast, too. He's a Bears fan, right?
He is, actually. And Hargis, if you're listening, buddy, actually, that's who I should mention. I'm sorry, man. He liked that guy. He wanted him to stick around and kind of the team to be built around him, but they're going a different way. Tough day in Chicago, but I think they're going to be better off in the long run for it. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Neil. Sorry to derail you for some sports bullshit that you probably don't give a fuck about.
Josh Hargis, listen to your old pal Halls, okay? If you're feeling real sad and down about that, okay? And we'll get right back to Neil, I promise. Or we'll stop and just pretend like we be like, huh? We did answer it, didn't we? Oh, shit. No, we'll definitely will. But if you get real sad when you're hanging out thinking about Justin Fields, this is what you do, buddy. Put on some headphones or connect your phone to a Bluetooth speaker. Go on Spotify or YouTube, wherever, and just type in the word cumbersome and hit play.
Oh, no. No.
She calls me Goliath and I wear the David mask. I guess the stones are.
Oh, man. You know, Josh Hargis, for real, I'm going to invite that dude to our High Potion Yankees Guild in FF14.
Okay.
Dude, I've been I've been thinking about that a lot too.
Oh,
as
buddy.
Rebirth has kicked me in the balls.
Final Fantasy feels, man. Listen, please, just let's see this through. Don't hold on to that, Steve.
I will do it, okay? Man. I'm thinking literally about starting it this week, just to make a character again. You know,
come on,
let's get it ready.
Let's go.
Okay, so let's listen to the rest of Neil's.
Yeah. Sorry. Neil will understand. There was a bit of brewing in my brain. I had to get it out. You know. Here we go.
What's up, Oz and Steve? It's Neil giving you a call from Chicago. I don't mean this voicemail to be depressing.
Hold on, Steve. Let me ask you something. Did you hear about the Chicago Bears fucking quarterback getting... He was a two-nickel fuck. All right. Here we go. Boop, boop. Here we go, buddy.
Impressive, but more meant to spark some conversation. And, you know, maybe you can let me know what you think on the other end. I was listening to another podcast. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to the What Culture podcast or seen stuff on their YouTube. But they're a group of people from Britain that just do video game reviews and discussions and stuff like that. And one of the guys on the podcast today, kind of like in passing, was talking about like if the state of AAA gaming keeps going the way it keeps going, you know, what if there is an end to video games? And it kind of made me think, do you think that video games have an end point with humanity? And I guess what I mean in the end is, do you think we're going to reach a point where every possible concept of every idea like that we have ever known has become a video game, and humanity just is moved beyond, you know, simulations of things? Or do you think that there will continue to be innovations in the space that will carry it forward ad infinitum? I don't know. I certainly, as a consumer of the market, hope it continues, at least, you know, obviously while I'm alive. What do you guys think? And what do you think some innovations might be that might carry it forward at least the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years? Anyway, thanks again for the great podcast. Love it every week. Have a good one. Bye.
Great question, Neil. Let me just say, do I think that video games have an end point with humanity? Let me just quote one of the greatest bands of all time.
Uh-oh.
No.
She calls me to laugh.
No, I don't, man. Look,
man, what is this Neil, buddy, hold on, Steve. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hold your thought, but really, Neil, you got to stop playing Call of Duty. It's making you think too dark, my dude. You know what I mean? You come in here and it's like the end of Evangelion. Just busting up with a depressing question. You know what I mean, Neil?
Oh my goodness. No. I mean, look, man, with mankind is always going to have an urge for escapism.
Yeah.
Always. And yeah, video games are going to just keep getting crazier and crazier, even if it's not technically like a video game. But yeah, I think there's always going to be like electronic.
It's too much.
Kind
there's too much
escapism
money.
Kind of yeah. stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People. Yeah. You know.
Maybe it's San Junipero. You know what I mean? Like maybe
that's what we're hoping for. But
yeah, but it's not going to happen.
In reality, it's probably more like Cyberpunk 2077, where some dude is humping a machine on like a street corner, begging for change. You know what I mean?
Me. Me. No,
yeah,
more,
please. Yeah, I don't think it's going anywhere.
I don't either. Now, I do think, you know, I think it'll evolve. And just like
same.
We were fucking kids in the late 80s playing the NES, we would not have been able to even imagine Final Fantasy Rebirth or Starfield or fucking any of these games. You know what
I
mean?
My favorite would have been like, can you imagine how disappointed we're going to be in games in the future? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Games are so magical back then. I'm going to be like, guess what? in 30 years, all you're going to do is bitch about them on the internet.
you had a good time screaming at Bayou Billy for 2 hours? Wait until you can't get into fucking Hell Divers.
That's right.
Man, can I say, I think we might need to hire that dude from some kind of monster to, like, coach, to, like, talk to Nick and Jeff. They were being a little snipey at each other last
they
night.
They sure were. They sure were. There's
mostly
trouble
Nick,
in paradise.
You know what? Props to our... I totally get it, because it would put me in a bad mood, too. Nick lost his phone.
Lost his phone, yeah.
Yeah, and what's funny? I told him last night, I'm going to call you tomorrow to see if you found your phone. He was like, yeah, please, maybe it'll help me find it. And I called him today, and he goes, hello? And I was like, I told you I was going to call you to see if you found your phone. You found your phone? He goes, no, Tia bought me a new one today.
Oh, my God. Nice, Nick. You... motherfucker, that's hilarious. Yeah, I get it, man. But yeah, there was definitely the honeymoon with Hell Divers is coming to an end. I think
we need a weekend or two off.
I certainly do too.
By the way, I was having a blast.
Me too. I'm fine. I was having a good time, but I just mean, like, I think we need a break from it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And this is no like.
Yeah, no, we've just been going at it real hard.
Like the devs are still, they just released
every time they pick
pass.
A load, like we'd go in there to ready up for the mission, and me and you are like, boom, 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 boom,
get our shit
ready.
Together,
and then Jeff's like, boom, 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 shoot, ready. Steve, boom, 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 and Nick would be sitting there like looking at stuff, and he'd add something, and he'd be like, don't say anything, Jeff, don't say it. I'm taking the recoilless rifle or whatever it'd be.
Yep. And Jeff would be like, well, no, that's cool, I guess, because I can just do this and we'll be okay. And then Nick would change it. But I could just hear it in his voice.
I could just hear it in his voice. I could hear
it. He didn't want me to have it. Yeah, it's fine. I'll just change it. Yeah, it was definitely a trouble in paradise.
I was just going in with the same shit every time.
It's time for us to jump into Dead by Daylight and get retoxified in that game for a minute or
you
two.
Know what, we got to jump back into Dead by Daylight.
Either that or Hawes
Final Fantasy 14, the game that just builds friendships better.
We kick off the High Potion Yankees.
Cat boys. Okay, Steve, we may have to have a fucking meeting in Limsa Lominsa this week.
No. We might.
To sign the charter.
As soon as I get off of this podcast, I'm installing it. I'm deleting tech and installing Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, my God. Don't. Okay. All right. All right. All right, Steve. All right.
Because, look, man, you and I can just play it for, even if it's just once a week or whatever.
Nah, you know who's going to be immediately down as well.
Yeah, and I hope so. Because
we've got a bunch of other people being like, oh, I want part of the final. We got this. All right. We got this. We got an email from Trey. He says, hey, Halls, it's Steve. It's your pal Trey, a.k.a. Ghoul Beans. I have an Elden Ring DLC question for you guys today. We've heard that the leveling system will be different in Shadow of the Erd, Steve. Oh, my dude. He respected. By the way, it's Shadow of the Erd, Steve. but do we know if there's a difficulty increase if we're in New Game Plus or not? I recently played Bloodborne, not realizing that the DLC should be accessed before beating the game, so I started it in New Game Plus and got my doo-doo pushed in. If I start the Elden Ring DLC in my current New Game Plus playthrough, do you think I'll experience something similar, even with the separate leveling system? Thanks so much for the streams and podcasts. Y'all are the best. Trey. Steve, this
yes,
is all you
I agree. Like. Yeah, yes, Trey. It will get a bump in the New Game Plus. Like, they typically just bump everything in New Game Plus. Now, with that said, it is different, you know.
So maybe it won't be as...
It may be different in this, so I can't really speak
to... With it having its own leveling system?
Mm-hmm. Which I'm stoked about, you know. Like, I mean, I was fine with it in Sekiro. So, everybody will be fine.
They did that in Sekiro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where basically the only way that you could actually, like, level up, like, where you're... Your attack power was to beat bosses. That's the only way that you could act, like beating bosses gave you like a sort of consumable that would up your attack power.
Ah, okay. All right.
And then there were other things you could get that were up, would up your health and posture, which we don't have posture in this one.
So there's not an equivalent.
I don't. The thing is, like, this
Everybody's
whole game
Dan
is
Mullen.
Built so hard on is built so hard on like an RPG system that it's weird for me to figure it out in my head how they're gonna make this work.
Something tells me is that maybe it's a buff where you do a certain type of damage, right? Like maybe the denizens of in the shadow of the Erdsteve can only be damaged by one something special. You know what I mean? Maybe not a weapon, but like a certain type of damage. I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably right. They probably put everything
boss
in
will,
there.
Yeah, each boss
in like its
will
own separate. Yeah.
Yeah, and then each boss will up the attack power with that type of damage.
And there'll be something else
as a real basic way to sort of expire. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. And there'll be something else that probably like side story bosses that give you like more damage resistance
to
you know what I mean? As opposed to like life
shadow
your life
damage.
Bar getting bigger. Like instead you just can absorb more damage.
Yeah, it's gonna be shadow damage.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
Since it's a shadow, which by the way, and while we're on Skype today, Steve is in the shadow of the Erdsteve on his fucking screen.
Oh my god, yeah, I absolutely am. In Limgrave, sin. Oh shit! Did I lose you?
No, I was doing Queen America. I leaned back
shit.
And was
oh
doing
my
Queen
God.
America.
It got quiet and like, you weren't moving, and I was like, "Oh fuck! Did we get?"
Oh, you thought I said like my screen?
I was like, "I'm gonna go pee."
Do you need to go pee? We could take a break before our last voice.
No, fine. Let's right. knock this bad bitch out.
All right, so we're going to end with a Florian question. Let's see what he has to say.
Greetings, meatbags. Query. What's the most outrageous or hilarious in-game purchase you've ever made? Was the investment in virtual riches indeed worth it? Observation. The lengths you'll go to for digital trinkets. Truly astounding.
I think we did this one.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've done that one.
Was it Fortnite skins that I said?
Let's see. What?
Okay, so I remember doing the most challenging boss battle you ever experienced. We did that with Mike Pappas.
Right, we definitely did the in-game purchase. I don't think we've done this next one.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Number 9, maybe.
Okay, number 9. All right, sorry, my bad. Revolution
no
number 9.
Greetings, meatbags. Query, narrate a moment when a game's harmonious symphony or audio harmonies elevated the gaming experience to previously uncharted heights. Mockery. The power of mere sound. To enrapture you meatbags. Truly fascinating.
Bro, when didn't it? Video game music slaps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to just start pulling up some early. This.
Oh,
this,
great one. Yep.
This, buddy. Beating a boss and punch out and then getting to see this man in his pink sweatsuit.
This song slaps so fucking hard. So much harder than it had any fucking right to.
I mean, come on.
Oh God, that it's
come
it's
on. A
how does it slap? It slaps so fucking hard. And this was that was like 1986, my man.
Yeah, and then do you remember this?
Do I remember this?
The Zelda 2
The
Adventure
for
of
Christmas
Link.
When I actually got my first Nintendo. This was the first game that actually went into my fucking Nintendo was Zelda 2.
The opening screen, the Zelda 2. Now, like, when you're talking about...
In-game, though, like...
In-game, yeah. But, like, okay, what about this? Fuck, a Final Fantasy IV boss theme?
You're not going to go wrong with anything from this game. Oh, my God.
Fucking fighting
that
a boss in this game.
That bass player is earning his fucking money.
Oh my God. Hold on. Is there somebody that teaches you how to play that on bass on YouTube?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. Let's see how this dude does. This is the battle theme. See, this is not the boss theme. Uh-huh. This is just a regular battle theme, which is awesome. Cool. Do bass tab boss
theme. Bass tab. Same dude.
Here we go. Let's see. Let's see.
All right, bro. Okay.
Cover solutions.
Fucking.
Yeah, work. Do your work, kid.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Octave work hardcore up in there, man.
Can you imagine, though, if you came over?
Oh, man.
I'll get there. I'll get that. I'll do that.
Dude, do it, and I'll learn, like, the counterpoint on guitar.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, you know, once you get into, like, the 16-bit error, like... That's when most of my, like, video game music best moments come from, like, RPGs, right? Like, Chrono Trigger, you know, like we were just talking about. Let's see. Is this a good one? Oh, that's a cool one, but
there's not any bad ones on here.
Boss battle.
Yeah, try that one.
Oh my god, what a game, dude.
Yeah, dude, great. And I mean, like, so there's just so many. You know, we could talk about Lunar on the Sega CD, had fantastic soundtrack.
Shout out Mike Pappas.
I'm trying to think of just things that just are popping into my mind. Something like the end of Max Payne 3, where they used the health song.
Right. Yeah. Now that's another thing. Like, in more recent years, licensed music has started getting used in games, mm-hmm. and like they did a really good job with it in fucking Last of Us 2.
Yeah, they did. Last of Us 2 has some fucking amazing soundtracks. Doom, both the original like PC soundtrack stuff, which was just Slayer ripoff based in like chiptune, but like the new Doom.
Sick
with the what's his name, the guy who does the soundtracks for Doom. They had like a falling out and there was like
I can't remember
the guy's so good. This is gonna drive me crazy and I'll get you back next podcast, man. I'm sorry.
I'll look it up here in a second, but, you know.
Yeah, like that game in particular has fantastic music. The Grand Theft Auto Rockstar stuff.
Oh,
Red
my
Dead
God.
Redemption.
With all the music stations on the Grand Theft Auto games. But, buddy.
Yeah, but driving around in Vice City with Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, that's
playing,
what I mean. The radio station stuff in all the Grand Theft Auto games is
iconic
so good.
Iconic stuff, man. Yeah.
And then one night, maybe you're up at 3 a.m. on a fucking school night and you're trying to beat Final Fantasy VII and this bad bitch kicks in.
Oh my goodness, this song is not fair. This song cooks everything else.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not fair. Like, it's just not fair. If I could get a song tattooed on me, this would be it.
Bro.
Skip forward. Hold on, go back to that and skip forward like about a minute into it when it starts really fucking getting going. There you go. Boy, when that choir gets going at these games.
Oh my God. And then, yeah, like, you also got to imagine, like, remember that we went from, like, the Chrono Trigger soundtrack we were listening to a second ago to this was the next generation of games. You know what I mean? Like, this was a big jump between sort of the 16-bit era and then, like, the PlayStation era, right?
They were able to to get more ambitious.
Oh, yeah, man.
More and more ambitious as the games go on.
And then that song is so good that it's been remade ad nauseum.
Yeah. And it fucking slaps every time, they bring that bitch back.
They announce a new Final Fantasy VII project, and a group of 8 Japanese violinists are like, oh, shit, here we go.
They start practicing their stabs. You think, yeah, there's like 8 of them, and they just start scheduling practice. Like
they're like, yeah, yeah. And there's one guy who's like, yeah, 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 I get it. I get it. What is this, a live orchestra? And look at all these dudes. They look like they're about to shit their pants.
Are those the McElroy brothers about to podcast? What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, they're letting the white people do it.
Oh, God, no, no, no. I don't care how good you are at playing the violin. You're not in my Final Fantasy VII band with that fedora.
No.
Look at him. That's Maynard.
Is that Justin Timberlake back there?
Yeah. Oh, my man on the oboe, though. Looking like Jeffrey Dahmer's. Cradling a corpse.
Stand-up, like the cello.
You said he does stand-up with his cello, like stand-up comedy?
No, I'm just saying the guy.
That would be real funny. Holy shit. When are the dudes going to get angry and start singing? You know how they're doing that Final Fantasy VII soundtrack symphony tour and they're coming to Atlanta? Uh-huh. What if I bought like really nice tickets and went, took myself on a fucking bro date of epic proportions, and this is what was there?
I'd be a little bit.
Oh, here we go. I'm pretty sure about 4 of those people in the choir were Harnikans.
Harkonnens
or whatever. Him, this guy. I got Steve Good with that joke. Lisa na Gabe!
Oh, man. We love Dune 2.
Oh, man. Dune 2 was phenomenal. It made me want to start playing. Like, I was like, ooh, maybe I should download that Dune strategy game and play it. Like, because sometimes if I get real obsessed with something, I'm like, ooh, is there a video game of it I can play? Or a collectible card game?
Sephiroth! Oh, man. I want to go play Rebirth. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done, buddy. You can go play
Rebirth. We're done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not that I love recording with you, but we're done.
It's time to go do some fucking Rebirth, buddy. We got through an episode.
That's right.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Go to myweirdfoot.com. Fucking send. You know what you guys should do? You guys should send in voicemails to Just Shillin if they have an email address and make it all the
just the Discord
notification sound.
I was hoping you were going to play it one more time.
Yeah, I know. I was like trying to find different ways to play it. Can I give everybody a fucking little look behind the fucking curtain? Me and Steve are sitting here recording. I looked down at my phone and he said, just start playing the Discord voicemail again randomly. And I was like, say no more, fam. I can vamp and get that set up, no problem. Yep. I got that all day for you. So what you should do is you should go to myweirdfoot.com for all your high potion needs. Leave us a review. Oh, we're going to have an exciting cross-promotional thing going on with a buddy podcast of ours soon. So I'll tease that as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
All right. Bye.